live and Lansing. Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey there, Lansing. It's Kelly Rossman McKinney with the Ebling and News Show, shy of Jack Ebling. That's 1320 WILS, and we've got about 23 minutes left. My next guest is a familiar voice to all of you. It's Tom Crawford, who co-hosts the Jack and Tom Show Saturday mornings right here on this station from 8 to 11. Hi there, Tom.
How you doing, Kelly, on this fine wintry evening? All the Christmas lights are lit up in the neighborhood. I'm in the spirit already.
Yeah, I'll bet you're in the spirit, Tom. Hey, speaking of in the spirit, and I know I want to talk high school football before you and I finish up, but speaking of the spirit, we got bowl selection on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, and that's a big, big deal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Obviously, Michigan State's had an outstanding year. That 11-1 record. What a turnaround from 6-7 last year, Kelly. And so, big anticipation. Obviously, everybody's thinking New Year's Day bowl game for Michigan State. Probably the Capital One Bowl. Might be against Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. That would be a great matchup. Michigan State, an outside shot at a BCS, but with Ohio State and Wisconsin as the numbers play out ahead of them, doesn't look like Michigan State will be in that mix, but still an awesome bowl game on January 1. And the Michigan Wolverines, with their lame duck coach Rich Rodriguez, probably going to be a Gator Bowl bound, it looks like, right now, and maybe going against the Florida Gators. So, some really good matchups coming up over the holiday season.
Well, now you referred to Rich Rod as lame duck, and he's not officially a lame duck yet, correct?
Well, that's correct, but I mean, it's pretty obvious right now that David Brandon, if he was going to, in my estimation, was going to retain him as a head football coach, he would endorse him right now. Obviously, he's there's some reservations about him, and the name Jim Harbaugh, former Michigan quarterback who's done an outstanding job at Stanford, is out there, and he's going to deny it. But Stanford is potentially in the hunt for, if things go kind of wacky right for them, Auburn loses, Oregon loses this weekend, they would be in the national championship game. And so, obviously, Jim Harbaugh wouldn't be ready to take a head coaching job until that would be over with. So maybe that's the strategy behind this delay. But it is indeed keeping everything kind of on ice for the Michigan football program. And in fact, they had a decommit from their number one recruit, D. Hart, out of Orlando yesterday. So that shows you whenever there's uncertainty, Kelly, that just, that all of a sudden that hurts your recruiting and everything is kind of, on simmer for a while here, and we'll wait to find out what direction the program's going to be going.
So they had a decommit from one of their recruits. That's a little unusual, isn't it?
Well, not so much unusual. A lot of these, five-star recruits, particularly when Nick Saban is on the warpath, and I'm not accusing him of coerce in this decision, but he was. Alabama is one of those in the hunt. So, yeah, I mean, and whenever you have a situation, a high school top-notch recruit is going to go to a particular college with a lion's share of that decision based on who the coach is and that relationship and the opportunities to play that coach presents. And, that's such a huge part. And so if you don't know who your head coach is, and Michigan, obviously the indications are we don't know who the head coach is going to be for the next few weeks. And so in the meantime, there's uncertainty. But it's happened before, and I just want to make sure that, if they do make a coaching change, they make the right decision. And I'm voting for Jim Harbaugh. I just think he'd be outstanding.
Well, it's interesting. I was up in Traverse City yesterday, and I met a guy by the name of Howard King, who you probably know, the voice,
PA.
My gosh. And the conversation, I happened to be in the circle with a couple of guys, and they were talking about Harbaugh coming back for some kind of a reunion, and
right,
that there was a lot of speculation about whether he'd come or whether he'd not come. And then there was some conversation about the reason there's not been an announcement on Rich Rodriguez's contract is that if his contract is not renewed after the first of the year, it actually saves the university about, is it $2 million?
Or at least 1.5. Yeah, you're right. That's
at
a good
least.
Catch on that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to be an issue or not, but it might be. You know, who knows? But, boy, to talk to Howard King, but you're lucky on that one, Kev. I mean, his voice, I mean, as a kid at Michigan Stadium in the late 60s, that voice was resonating from that PA announcer stand from him for, you know, four decades before he retired. So that you really had a great honor in meeting Howard King, Kelly.
I really enjoyed him, too. He is a premier organizational strategist, which probably a lot of folks don't know because he's known for his voice. But
right.
what a neat guy. You're absolutely right. Now, I want to switch gears for just a second. I want to tell you something you may not know, and that is that you actually were featured at the Grand Ledge Varsity Football Banquet on Wednesday night.
I was featured. How was that?
Well, let me just tell you. You know, my favorite high school football coach is Matt Bird, the coach of the Grand Ledge Varsity Football Players. And you know, my son was one of the captains this year.
Oh, yeah. He's a great player.
Well, thanks for saying that. Matt was giving an award to Brett Johnson, number 3.
Right.
And he read an email that you had sent.
Oh, yeah.
To Matt. Now, what Matt doesn't know is you had CC'd me on this email. You want to tell folks what you said in that email?
Well, I mean, I just remember that game was such a hard-hitting game, and you know, my son Cody, you know, he was on the counterpart of your son's team, and they're both prominent players, and they played so hard, and my kid was so disappointed, but it was such, you know, I felt so good after that game because it was such a hard-hitting game, and I remember Cody caught, you know, he ran this skinny post pass right down the middle of the Grand Ledge in cover 2, and his Brett Johns just laid him out. But he held on to the ball, and I'm so proud of him holding on to the ball. But I just was remarking to Matt about how hard-hitting his team is, how clean that game was, and I was just so pleased to be out there. It was a beautiful night. You were there with your new husband. I saw you over there at the concession stand, and it was a great environment. Both sides were filled, and I was just a privilege to witness a game like that, and I want to send Matt and Mark Ditsworth, friends of mine, you know, who's a longtime assistant, a note to how pleased I was of how that game went, how clean it was, and how congratulated the Grand Ledge team because they bring it every year. You're lucky to have your son be part of that program. It's certainly a great program.
Well, Tom, and in fact, your email, you really nailed it because you talked about just the great sportsmanlike atmosphere, but in particular, you talked about Brett Johnson laying Cody out.
And he laid him out.
Cody woke up the next morning. I think he had a little Brett Johnson helmet mark somewhere on his body.
He had a strawberry on his right of his abdomen. It was he was proud of it though. You know, a badge of honor, if you will. But that was a great hit. And Grand Ledge, you know, you had such a really great season. You drew that. You had to draw a lull in the playoffs. I mean, that's such a great team, and they went far in the playoffs. It's just too bad they don't have seeding in the playoffs because it's like East Lansing played DeWitt, and DeWitt went a long way, and we drew them right out the chute, and we would have gone a long way. So that's just the way it works out, though.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we had a heartbreaking loss to Lowell right in the first game of the playoffs, and you know this as a parent, nothing is more heartbreaking than watching the heartbreak of your children. When we're talking about young men, these were boys who hadn't lost all season. They were not accustomed to losing, and they took it very, very hard. But what that says to me, Tom, is they have such a passion for the game. And so fabulous to see coaches like Matt Bird and the coach of East Lansing High School, who instills the same kind of sense of integrity and commitment in his young men that I know Matt does. It's a joy to watch. And as a parent, I'm just so excited to have, coaches like Matt Bird and the coach of East Lansing. Bill Ferracco. Yes.
Yeah, but think of it as when some of these old players, the past players of East Lansing come back and talk to the kids and they've played college ball, they say, listen, there's nothing better than Friday Night Lights. So many of the kids, I'm sure they're the same ones at Grand Ledge, so many of the past Grand Ledge players are coaching, like Matt Bonet. I mean, they just want to embrace Friday Night Lights because it doesn't get any better at the football level than Friday night's high school football.
Well, you're absolutely right. We do have lots of former players as coaches, and in Grand Ledge, it is what we do on Friday night. You know our slogan, you don't play the team, you play the town.
And, and they come out.
And we do come out. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you. Your guests tomorrow are...
Well, we're going to have Joe Rexroth talk about Michigan State football and basketball, and Mark Snyder, Detroit media, about the Michigan situation, and Dr. John Braccio, and a couple other guests as well, including Rob Smith. East Lansing is a basketball coach. So we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Jack's going to be off tomorrow, but I'll be in there with Dave Benton. We'll have a great show.
That's 8 to 11 tomorrow morning on 1320 WILS. Thanks so much, Tom. We will be back in just a few minutes with my last guest, Nell Kunmich.